other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Very informative radio show lined up for you today on this September 4th, 2009, Friday edition. We'll also be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with an abbreviated Sunday edition. And then, of course, back on Monday. And then on Tuesday, just huge guest, huge developments, biggest ever here on the show. You'll want to be watching Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the morning coming up next Tuesday. Word to the wise is sufficient. And you never know. I like to throw curveballs at the establishment. We might launch it today. We might launch it Saturday night. The guys in the control room don't know what it is, but we may nevertheless launch the operation. Who knows? We'll be walking through that door in the studio with us. The establishment certainly knows. And that's why you're seeing a lot of things you're seeing right now. But quite a countdown, ladies and gentlemen. I know I'm on the edge of my seat. Dr. Lynn Horowitz is coming up in T-minus 14 minutes from now to give us his breakdown and boil down on the latest flu developments, what Dr. Horowitz thinks is really going on. And then we have Joe Berlinger coming on the transmission. He is an award-winning documentary filmmaker of the highest caliber, made Some Kind of Monster about Metallica, Brothers Keeper, the famous film about upstate New York with the Rural Brothers, Paradise Lost, about falsely accused and convicted people in that whole murder case, and just a lot more. He's made a huge film called Crude about the oil companies in Latin America, in South America. Some harrowing tales that he'll be breaking down coming up in the second hour today. And then for an hour and a half, we have Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurologist, brain surgeon, scientist. We're going to go over everything, MSG, aspartame, the flu, vaccines, the whole gamut of the eugenicist empire, the eugenics population reduction operation against free humanity. That is coming out in the last 30 minutes. I'll do a latest news recap and update. We will take some calls specifically for Dr. Lynn Horowitz on the flu. In fact, we can start your engines right now if you'd like. About to see the green flag here. Specifically only on the flu for Dr. Horowitz and the whole police state grid, eugenics. Now, that's a pretty wide area, but the phones will be open for him, 1-800-259-9231. You call in telling me you got a tractor for sale or saw a chupacabra in the cabbage patch, I'm going to hang up on you. I love your calls. We normally have wide open phones and don't screen your calls. But when I have a guest on about a specific issue, like say if I have an astronaut on, ask him anything about space and the space program, we're not going to ask him what they think of fishing for flounder in the Gulf of Mexico. So 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up on the air on that front. When we come back after this quick break, I'm going to comment on the whole Van Jones situation and the PSYOP that's being run on that front. This is completely staged. There's no doubting that. We'll also tie that into Obama wanting to address the school children and people saying, what's the big deal with this? Well, he's enlisting their help. He's not just wanting to talk to them. He wants to enlist them as their Jugend, as the Hitler Jugend. And that's exactly what the White House has been setting up. And by the way, this predates Obama. He's just the latest front man, the latest messianic El Presidente they're pushing on us. Very important transmission lined up today. You want the answers to the flu? Tell your friends and family to tune in now.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down,
shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Wow. All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we've got Dr. Leonard Horowitz joining us in about 7-8 minutes for the rest of the hour to break down the latest developments on the flu situation, the quarantines, the mass lockdowns, the martial law that the feds are openly saying they're planning to engage. Now, that's what they're saying. We're not saying it's going to happen. I believe it's going to fail. I believe we're going to back them off. Steve Quayle disagrees, and I respect Steve. We're going to get Dr. Horowitz's take on this. We're going to get Dr. Blaylock's take on this, brain surgeon, coming up in the third and fourth hour today. And then in the last 30 minutes of the show, I'm going to get back into Obama's education takeover, and I'm going to get into the whole Van Jones situation with 9/11 truth. See, he comes out and admits he's a communist. He openly wants complete transfer of all wealth. Everyone living in work camps wearing gray uniforms. That's the Stalin model. And then fat cats in giant palaces with 100-plus mistresses and giant villas. I mean, that's communism. Communism doesn't exist in the phony way it's pushed. It's always funded by big banks, big money. They want consolidation. And it's hardcore slavery, serfdom, feudalism, total consolidation of wealth, but they tell you it's redistribution. And that's why the Bank of England wrote up the plan and had Marx and Engels go out and push it. And that's on record now. That's why big money always funds it. It's really a form of crony capitalism. But again, they know how to run scams and mislabel things, so they fool people. And so we all debate the false left-right paradigm. They know Van Jones is extremely unpopular. They know that he called for the youth brigades. They know he said that the green jobs is to take over the economy and create communism. He's on record. That's what it is. That's what Club of Rome said in the 60s it is. That's what the head of the CFR, Richard N. Haas, wrote and said. It's a way to totally have eugenics, a one-child policy, and make you so poor you can't afford to even take care of your family. It is the state taking over. Just as the head of the science czar, John P. Holdren, wrote in Eco-Science, the government textbook, and we've now found more than 20 other textbooks he wrote or contributed to and huge papers he wrote that have come out this week that we've discovered where he worshipped eugenics itself using that term. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is some deep water we're in. People think I exaggerate here. I can't describe to you how serious and how real this is. So, Fox News knew that Van Jones, part of his foundation left cover in Oakland, had had his name added by someone in his group to the 9/11 movement, because that's a staple of the true left, down at the grassroots. These are good people on average. Even if I agree with a lot of their ideas, they legitimately think socialism and communism is good. They just don't know it's a con game. And they can look at the evidence and can tell that 9/11 was an inside job. This isn't a left-wing, right-wing issue. But now having the right-wing decry 9/11 truth and the left-wing run from him on this, when he was already a dead political creature, over calling for communism, admitting green jobs as a way to hijack the economy. So now they bring in Van Jones and drop him in on the top of this as a cherry on top and claim that he's politically dead weight because of that. Fox News puts out a poll, 97% saying get rid of him. It works like a charm. You got all these TV shows on history and on A&E and on PBS and on National Geographic coming out. The National Geographic one was funded by the Dubai government. $100 million they put into political films. And it's all complete lies. And we've got Professor Jones, Architects and Engineers founder, Gage, coming on next week. We're going to be covering that. But the issue here is that the establishment knew that once Bush was out of office, he wouldn't have the political power and Cheney wouldn't have the political power to cover for the death squads and the torture squads and the fact that he wanted to stage terror attacks against U.S. ships and blame it on Iran. That's now all public. And so they're more scared of 9/11 now than ever. But they also knew that it would be depoliticized to a certain extent so that they could double back now and attack 9/11 truth and try to rewrite history when we have gained the high ground and 84% of Americans in a New York Times poll believe the government's lying about 9/11. Another CNN poll, 83% agree with Charlie Sheen that it's an inside job. They know that we continue to march and wake people up. And so they're trying to double back when they have someone highly politically unpopular. Obama is plunging, crashing in flames on his big government takeover of health care, on his eugenics care, on his green taxes, carbon taxes. And so everything is dumped on Van Jones. National attention is given to him being an open communist, admitting he wants to put you in work brigades and forced labor camps and national compulsory service. Obama's in deep trouble. I mean, his original press release, the Department of Education told schools, if you want federal funds, you will show this video to the kids. You will have him enlist them to help him and write letters to themselves about how they're in league with him. It's fantasy world. It's like a little kid imagining he's Harry Potter or Luke Skywalker or Aragorn, you know, fighting Lord of the Rings. It's make-believe. They want to address little kids where he tells them he has a relationship with them. That's the point. That's what Stalin-esque or Hitlerian and right out of 1984. Not, oh, the president just wants to address the nation. He harangues the country every day in press conferences and events and speeches. They show him constantly in school. They showed his inauguration. They're trying to make him a messianic leader to push him on the public. And then they knew it would also have a percentage of the public that become divided and don't want their kids to see it, and then they could say, what's wrong? We just want the president to be there. So I'm going to cover all that at the end of the show today in detail and break down what's really happening and go over some of the actual clips of Obama calling for youth for graves, Rahm Emanuel, Van Jones, and explain how they're trying to couple that unpopular agenda of the greenhouse gas tax and all of that to 9/11 truth. Showing 9/11 truth is powerful and is growing and is hurting the establishment because now everybody knows that government staged terror, and even if somebody doesn't completely believe that 9/11 was an inside job, they think about false flag terror now, and they know about Operation Ajax, Gulf of Tonkin being staged, they know about Cheney, it being declassified, wanting to stage terror attacks, and so it means they have trouble staging terror attacks now, and getting political power out of it, because the public is wise, and their DHS report came out, documenting that veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, people that don't want to vaccinate, people that are against abortion, people that are against the private Federal Reserve, that we're all terrorists. The people now know the whole secret police system's been set up for us. So they're aware of all of this. And that's what the flu is. The flu is the false flag that isn't openly staged terror, that can be worldwide, that the UN can run, that makes everybody guilty until proven innocent. And now the quarantines are being announced. It's all happening. We're going to break in a moment, coming back for the rest of the hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, one of the main leading authorities on this, somebody I really respect. We're going to have him with us coming up in the next segment. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up on a separate issue for about 3 minutes before we go to break here, before we go to Dr. Horowitz. And that's Ted Anderson. Ted told you a month ago to buy gold when he was selling it at $905 an ounce. He still has gold. He bought at $905, $911, $914, $915, and $916. And silver, he bought at $14. It's now above $16. He can still sell you the gold and silver, but this is the absolute end. In fact, he told me he sold out of a lot of coins at that price yesterday. He has a few left in silver and gold at the price when gold was roughly $80 an ounce less than it is now, and silver was up to $2 less than it is now. You cannot beat this deal anywhere. Ted, we got 2 minutes. Briefly tell folks the coins you've got left, most of it sold out, and the deal you've got for people now.
Yeah, real fast. I'll let you know what went up first. The francs went from 216 to 233. The British sovereigns went from that 200 and I can't remember, it was like 228 right now. The Lakota Nation coin went from that 1970, now they're 2230. The two coins that I have left right now that are still priced at the same price that they were yesterday are the Walking Liberty halves, which are currently right now at 869, which is the same thing that I was offering when silver was down at that $13 level. And then the $10 Liberty right now, I have at 818.50, which is the same price that it was the other day as well. So if you want to get involved in something with gold or silver, there still are some things that are left down behind. Gold is up today. Gold went up to 995.70 already today, 1628 silver. So the market.
Well, Ted, I want to be clear though. Ted, I want to be clear here. You bought gold back when it was 905, 915. You passed those savings on. That sold out. But you'd made other purchases when gold was what, 920, 935, silver was 14 something. So the deals you've still got are how many, $30, $40, $50 lower than the market?
They're certainly priced closer to $100, I suppose, on the gold, since gold is almost hitting $1,000 right now, and it was when gold is in the 920, 915 range, so I guess you could say $80.
But what I'm asking you is the latest purchase you made when gold and silver was lower and you're passing those savings on, when did you buy into gold in the market for the current prices you're selling?
Well, I've been cost averaging in between 945 and that 913 level for about the past 2-3 weeks. Right now.
Okay, so people at a 940. So people are getting into a market at a 940 level when it's at 993 right now. So it's still an insane savings. 800-686-2237. Get into gold now, folks. 800-686-2237. Gold will quite likely reach 1,000 an ounce, if not today, in the next few weeks. CEO of metals consultancy firm GFMS. Paul Walker said, 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreenClean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreenClean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreenClean. It cleans anything.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free, 877-327-0365.
To Dr. Horowitz here in a moment. I wanted to just briefly finish up explaining what Kevin is talking about. He bought gold at the 905 to 916 level. He sold it all in the last few days when it was at the higher price for the lower price. He's now got gold priced in 920 to 940. Bought different groups of it at different prices. So that's what you're buying now is gold and silver still from the lower price while it's more now. And he can hold that deal through the weekend, so be sure and call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Okay, this is a short segment, long segment coming up, but I want to go to Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He, of course, is a Harvard-degreed expert in so many fields, holds several doctorates as a former dentist and health industry entrepreneur and the author of a number of books, pamphlets, DVDs. This is just what Wikipedia is saying about him. Again, a Harvard degree, several other degrees. And we really appreciate him coming on with us. He's got a whole bunch of different websites. One of them is DrLynHorowitz.com, Tetrahedron.org, just a whole bunch of sites we'll give you before he leaves us today. But we've got all these virologists and neurologists coming out, Dr. Blaylock's coming up later, saying, look, these flu shots before have caused Guillain-Barré's, neurological degenerative diseases. Other flu vaccine trials in Europe have caused deaths with the bird flu. The Gardasil that Dr. Horowitz 3 years ago said was deadly, they now admit is deadly. What's really going on with this, Dr. Horowitz, all the new big developments that are happening?
Well, number one, it's a psychological operation, which you know, and you do such a great job, Alex, preparing people for what's really coming down here. The poisoning, particularly of squalene and the ingredients in these vaccinations, is what's really the, I think, fundamental risk that they're promoting it heavily as safe. There's no possible way they can do that because they're just now testing it. So that means that they can't have safety testing for more than 6 weeks because they're planning it. Some people are getting it right now. So it's really experimental, and the toxic ingredients in these vaccines make it absolutely clear that this is a toxic soup, and they're going to have a lot of people sick because of it.
What I've read from the medical doctors out there that are looking at this is they're saying the chemicals they put in it to trigger an autoimmune response is causing many of the problems.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at squalene, first of all, you see what the United States Congress, when they investigated Gulf War Syndrome, said about it. It was heavily implicated as being the premier factor causing the chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, fibromyalgia, the cancers associated with Gulf War Syndrome. So that's number one. Number two is if you read about it and you start to study what that active ingredient, actually it's a passive ingredient. The active ingredients are the foreign genetics, the foreign proteins from the, you know, sources of the microbe. So H1N1, God knows what else they're putting in there. But the other aspect that's fascinating is if you go into the natural research, natural healing, and alternative healthcare literature, you find vitamin D is an outstanding preventative, and squalene actually is engaged in the synthesis in the normal human body of vitamin D, except that when you add a foreign oil and you foreign chemical, because it's really a mass-produced chemical.
The body then attacks it, and now you can't get the vitamin D you need, which is what stops you from dying of the flu.
Exactly. And add to that the fact that this is associated, this whole kind of oils that are associated with the synthesis of squalene in the body normal is associated with all of the oils that are very important, the steroids associated with immunity. So they're going to whack out the human immune system big time with the swine flu vaccine.
And this is not just Dr. Horowitz, Harvard-trained, saying this. This is London Telegraph. This is Associated Press, but then they still call us conspiracy theorists. Dr. Horowitz, I want to break down the PSYOP, where you see this going in the fall, what we know is in the five different vaccines. The news is reporting one is a DNA therapy. I don't quite understand that, but why are they admitting in all these major government and industry studies, now what you and others wrote over a decade ago, that all of this juvenile onset and early onset of different types of arthritis they found in rats and guinea pigs is caused by the vaccines? What's going on there?
All right, let me explain that to you. And this really was what prompted me heavily to get involved in the vaccine risk awareness movement. You know, my mother died of Guillain-Barré. She was one of the victims of the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. And that when you look at what just came out a couple weeks ago in the press, not in the mainstream press at all, it was completely neglected.
Well, tell you what, stay there. We're going to come back, and that's right. I remember first interviewing Dr. Horowitz like 13 years ago when he talked about his mother dying from the shot, and now they're admitting this. Tens of thousands of people killed, hundreds of thousands maimed, and why are all these children getting arthritis? I mean, it's just, it's horrible. Stay with us, doctor.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Okay, Dr. Horowitz, I want you to start back over with my question dealing with, I remember you and many others publishing the medical findings and foreign studies about it causing all of the massive onset of not just arthritis, but all these other joint problems, and I'm going back from memory, but you were saying it was microplasms and other autoimmune responses, but now you've been proven right. That's now in all the medical literature. They're now admitting it. Talk about incredible liability, but I guess the government's saying there's liability protection. But continue with the wake up with them killing your mother.
Well, yes, from Guillain-Barré. And so last week, what you had was there was a leak from a British press that there had been a secret notice sent out by the government, the British government, to physicians, particularly neurologists, to beware that there's going to be a large increase in Guillain-Barré. Now, that's just an example. Guillain-Barré is one of numerous autoimmune diseases. It's basically, here's how all of them happen. It's a great example, and if you just understand this, you'll never want to take another vaccine again in your life. Because when you get injected with not just squalene, which is, again, it's not the active ingredient, but it whacks out the immune system, number one. And on top of that, you get injected with foreign RNA and foreign DNA and foreign proteins from, let's say in this case, H1N1. That means now that these foreign proteins and genetic material is floating in your bloodstream. It lands on your own host cell proteins. So it becomes what the immunologists call an antigenic complex. And very few physicians know anything about this, Alex. That's a disgrace. The fact of the matter is all of the specialists know about it from the scientific literature. What is an antigenic complex? Very simply, it's a piece of your own and a piece of a foreign particle, bacteria or viral. In this case, it's H1N1 protein or genetic material, which then is causing your own white blood cell bodyguards to attack that complex. It reads the sequence. It then says to the rest of the lymphatic cells, all the T cells, your whole army of white blood cell bodyguards, then gets alerted that says, if you ever see this sequence, attack and destroy it. The problem is, it's giving your own body parts part of the message of attack and destroy to itself. So that's autoimmune. It's self, your number one God-given gift, the immune system, attacking and destroying you. That's where all of these new plagues have come from. Chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis you mentioned, type 1 autoimmune diabetes.
All exploding, and you talk, and it's in the government's own documents. Here's John P. Holdren saying, we're going to inject you with things that sterilize you. But more than that, they cold-bloodedly know they're soft-killing everybody.
The most expensive, profitable way, the most expensive for the consumer, the most expensive for the nation, for healthcare, it is basically a genocide. Look at the definition of genocide. Genocide is strictly defined in Webster's Dictionary as the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit, politics, and ideology. In this case, people are being enslaved to the chronic diseases that are most expensive to treat through the drugs. This is a complete genocidal operation, and what you're witnessing in the mainstream media is a psychological operation, virtually a military operation, to get people engaged in a biological warfare against humanity.
Continue. You were going through all the health problems it causes.
Yeah, so again, Guillain-Barré, in my mother's case, and this is what's so expected now, again, by the government of Britain, tells its healthcare professionals. The great news, and I feel like we've won a major part of this battle, half of the physicians in Hong Kong will not take this vaccine. More than that, of nurses in the UK, more than that of nurses in New York State have already said that they're not going to take this because they're smart. They understand, like a disease like Guillain-Barré, what you've got is you've got your white blood cell bodyguards attacking the myelin sheath, the connective tissue surrounding your nerve fibers so that your nerves degenerate and you no longer can do things like breathe. This is exactly what my
mother
suffered
from. Your body starts eating your brainstem.
Yes, your immune system destroys you. That's essentially what this amounts to. So it is, antibiotic. You know, this is why I love OxySilver, because you're not dealing with antibiotic. You're dealing with absolute pro-everything. You're dealing with the normal way that the body would want to protect itself. Everything from electromagnetically to biologically,
yeah, we've had medical doctors here that say that really super nano silver certainly does help with bacteria and viruses. Dr. Horowitz, expanding on this, it's in the literature. They admit, and doctors are telling their own families, don't take it. It can attack your brain cells, attack your spine, attack your entire body. They brag that they put cancer viruses in the polio vaccines. They admit they're eugenicists. Politically, how do you see this plan rolling out? And let me give you one little hint here or clue. I'm sure you're already on this. Back in January, we were saying they're going to launch some type of flu fear-mongering because we saw them getting ready with mass graves, telling emergency managers, get ready for millions dead, that it wasn't a question of if, but when it was going to happen this fall. We went on air and said, will it be bird flu? Will it be something else? We don't know. They're saying flu. They're training that militias are going to try to attack and steal the flu supply. This was going on in January, in February, in March, before all this happened. We know, we've confirmed they've been running drills at colleges all over the country for the last 8-9 months, now accelerating for locking down colleges. And the first place they're doing forced quarantines is college dorms, kind of as a propaganda psyop to show people the image of people locked down in their homes. The UN admits they're running all of this under level 6. How do you see them trying to roll it out?
Well, that's a beautiful summary of the psychological operation and the genocidal agenda. And that's exactly what also would indicate to any reasonably intelligent person that they've planned this long ago, that they basically want to make this the profitable. This is the most profitable operation. Think about it. You've got FEMA operating. You've got the healthcare industry burgeoning. You've got the pharmaceuticals being sold, stockpiled, billions and billions of dollars. See, in essence, they don't even have to do anything anymore. They've already sold the stuff, but the problem is they have a depopulation agenda. They literally want to take out at least half, maybe two-thirds of the world's population. So this is the great, you know, travesty. It's total fascism. It is absolutely despicable. It's from my perspective, it has no semblance of being human. There's no empathy. There's no compassion. There's no love and sensitivity. And the future of our civilization, our humanity, is literally at stake, because when you loose these types of not just chemicals that go into the groundwater, everything from mercury and all the toxic waste, the antibiotics. I mean, when you take anything, when you take a vaccine, the mercury, you got to ultimately, if you're going to get rid of it, you're going to pee it out. If you're going to take an antibiotic, what goes in comes down and goes out into the groundwater. We are water. 80% of our bodies is water, the groundwater that we drink. This has been on the news, too. So that these people are not, like, doing humanity or this planet a favor.
And that's why they make the joke in Dr. Strangelove saying your General Jack T. Ripper, i.e. Curtis LeMay, wanting to nuke the world if you're worried about your precious bodily fluids, because the establishment is obsessed with putting toxins and poisons into us, so we're psychologically, spiritually clouded and drugged. That's pharmakia. You know, we have these sorcerers of the New World Order getting us drunk on their poison, just like they'd get people drunk before they cut their hearts out in Chichen Itza at the Aztec pyramids. Now, Dr. Horowitz, you just said something, and I want to go back over and have you expand on it. And that's so it looks like we're concurring. They've already won, to a certain extent, fear-mongering, bringing more federal control in worldwide, expanding government control, testing federalization, having excuses to talk about 400,000 troops on the streets, NORTHCOM, as a beta test for future bioweapons releases, and then the organizing of carrying out that event. But we need to get the word out so they don't go hot with this flu and really wipe out a bunch of people. Now, will the soft kill weapons be in the flu vaccine, or are they going to release something else and say that's the swine flu? If they go really hot with this, how do you see it unfolding? How bad do you think this flu is going to be?
Well, if they went really hot with it, and it is a high likelihood, because they're going to have to, you know, not have a rerun of 1976. So basically, there's a good possibility that aerosolized weaponry will be activated. You may have the black helicopters that come around, starts to spray, and basically populations in, let's say, Los Angeles are highly at risk for this kind of thing. Around, you know, interestingly enough, October, the end of October, early November, if they play out the whole plan that they have the capability of doing, that's what they'll end up doing. They'll be spraying the population, and then they will initiate the outbreaks that they're going to decree are horrific, and then the mainstream media, and that's really all they need in order to, in every state of the nation, persuade people to adopt the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. At the end of that, now you've got everybody incarcerated in FEMA camps, most profitable, most population controlling, and most devastating.
But I always see them doing it in phases. This is maybe in 5-6 different phases. We're into phase three now, where they want to beta test, kill 20, 30, 40,000, 100,000, scare everybody, get everybody trained to do what they're told in the next phase when they kill 20 million, and then after that, the super megadeth phase where they kill the majority of the world's population, as the White House science chief has basically sworn to do.
That's exactly the way I see it, too, from the psychological operation. Basically, you know, how you boil a frog is, you know, slowly. And that's what they're doing here. And that's exactly what, you know, you started with SARS. You saw SARS as a complete psychological operation to get the world to understand that the World Health Organization and the Rockefeller family were going to be controlling all of the emergency response and the biopreparedness. And so this is now, you know, a few years later, they have advanced the exact agenda you're talking about. And now people are prepared. They're prepared for even the event that I've been talking about as potentially the hottest one. That's how, in answer to your question, how the worst-case scenario could be played out. I would be looking at October or November, end of October, early November, for somebody to lose something from some lab, and ultimately that would then create a large media blitz and a lot of hospitalizations, and that is going to cause the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act to kick in, and then the mandatory vaccinations, the mandatory quarantines. Even though Barack Obama has said it's going to be voluntary, how many presidents can you trust?
He always lies. If he came out and said it's going to be mandatory, then I would think it wouldn't be mandatory. He always lies. He always breaks his promises. And under level six, under the WHO, they say they can force inoculate now. They've got the states all passing the laws to force inoculate. That's in the news. So he has his surrogates out saying it's going to be mandatory. Then he plays the part of the conciliator. He's going to make you feel good. He's going to pat you on the back on the conciliare. He's going to tell you everything's okay. And notice he wants to address the kids starting next week. Every week the kids will be brought into jumbo screens, and he's enlisting them to aid him. And Rahm Emanuel saying a domestic force, a paramilitary. Van Jones is saying that they're going to use the green jobs to take over the entire economy. And then Media Matters comes out and says, I'm a liar. There's no plan for compulsory service. This is classic tyranny. Your comments on that, Dr. Horowitz?
Yeah, Alex, you're absolutely right. You know, if evidence for what you're saying is very clear, go to fluscam.com. It's the definitive website on this whole matter, fluscam.com. There, one of many documents, including a PDF file from the World Health Organization, actually laying out the agenda of exactly what you've just talked about, how they encourage all of this biopreparedness, this Model State Emergency Health Powers Act functioning, and ultimately they intimate that this is where we will have to go as this now pandemic expands into tyranny.
And this is the cover to get the unpopular eugenics healthcare passed. This is the cover to get the whole bioethics system passed. This is the cover to get the Clean Water Restoration Act, total federalization of above and below ground water. Basically, the entire United States has water under it. This is the cover to pass the anti-gun bills, the anti-free speech bills that openly say you have no more free speech. This is the cover to pass the Cybersecurity Act where, quote, the president can kill the Internet to save the Internet. This is the cover for people to not worry about him expanding the war in Afghanistan and Pakistan they just announced. I see this, and now Congressman Brown, Paul, and even Army, former Republican leader, has come out and said that. So when you hear mainline Republicans like Brown and Army saying this is a cover for martial law, you better know it's serious. Your comments on that, Dr. Horowitz?
Yes, and one additional thing that it's a cover for, taking out people's access to the botanicals and the herbs and the natural healing remedies. They completely, hideously, gross criminal negligence. That's what they are doing with this whole concept that you've got to get vaccinated and intoxicated in order to defend yourself against the swine flu. There are so many wonderful natural healing methods that they should be telling people about. But because it's a drug cartel-influenced agenda, essentially you've got no mention. That is killing people. That is gross criminal negligence in and of itself. And it goes along with the Codex Alimentarius legislation, where, again, fist of fascism, strangling people. That's what they're about.
And the amazing thing is they've introduced the anti-gun bills. They've introduced the bills that ban speech. It's passed the House. They introduced bills to set up youth brigades and pass one setting up the federal body to carry it out. They, in Europe, in many countries, under the Codex Alimentarius, are making vitamin C and fish oil prescription. So instead of paying $10 for a bottle, they're literally paying $250. It's really happening, and they do this psyop of denying, as they rolled forward, just like the tanks at Waco, as they were shooting the people, were broadcasting, this is not an assault.
Right. You know, the lie that they keep saying, that this is safe, that these vaccines are tested, any, again, reasonably intelligent person would know that they can't possibly go long term. You know, if you get bitten by a snake, you don't die instantly. It takes a certain amount of time for the toxicity to build up. Likewise, when you get injected with foreign genetic material, it takes years potentially for cancers to come out. So the reality is that they absolutely are lying in your face. You know, what people should remember is what they told the Holocaust victims as they marched them into the concentration camp gas chambers. They told them they were going there for public health, for disinfection. Today, they're telling people to go get vaccinated for the same reason.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Crown,
Peter Horowitz is going to be with us for this segment and next. We got Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurologist, brain surgeon, coming up to back up everything Horowitz has been talking about here today in great detail. Dr. Horowitz, I had psychology today viciously savage me, and they basically say I'm schizophrenic and imagined I was at a Bilderberg group meeting and imagined I was being followed. It didn't matter if Secret Service was there, it was on the news. They just say I'm completely, it was having basically a complete psychotic hallucination, like I was on, you know, 1,000 milligrams of pure LSD. This isn't going to work anymore, them just stonewalling. And I think about psychiatrists, psychologists, the Nazis first used them, the Soviets used them. They say we're crazy. They always use the medical system as their tyranny. The eugenics in this country, the family courts were set up, as you know, to carry out eugenics and sterilization. We still have these unconstitutional courts today that don't have due process. And we have state officials here in Texas, when they were asked why 69% of school kids, foster kids, are on psychotropic drugs, they said, well, they have bad genes. So this is really a murderous cult.
Absolutely. You know, I would say congratulations to you. You know, Bo Greitz, I know, you know, he's a friend of ours. He always say to me, Len, you know, the flak never gets heavy until you're over the target. And so if you're getting whacked by psychology today, or all of us, you, me, all of us at the forefront, and I'm so happy you have Russell Blaylock on coming up, because, again, we're all getting whacked because we're over the target. And so, you know, just keep it up, Alex.
Well, thank you. I know that's a great analogy, World War II. I think Bo Greitz's dad actually died over Germany, and so that's why Bo likes that analogy, but it certainly isn't. When you're over the target, that's when you are going to be getting the flak. And we are dropping the big truth bombs on them. Okay, continuing, how do you see them rolling this out? I mean, you think they're going to go hot with it? And B, what do we do to get the word out to stop them? I mean, is there anything in your educated opinion we can do? It seems like they are losing some steam. They're out having to tell us that, oh, yeah, we think the vaccine's safe.
Well, again, it's really, gee whiz, I wish I had a crystal ball, you know, but the reality is the worst-case scenario I've laid out, the other least problematic scenario would be that they've already done the harm. They've already purchased, they've stockpiled, they've already brainwashed, they've already gotten at least probably a third of the United States public to intend to roll up their sleeves. The sheeple are going to go back to the slaughter, and they've got a victory. They've got food for their pharmaceutical cartel. They've got to have all these people sick. They're going to have it during the economic collapse. They're going to be well cared for financially. And on top of that, they're going to be reducing a lot of the population, which is their goal.
And it's going to be soft killing them for a long time. And you know, with these soft kill weapons, God only knows. They're now admitting the chemtrailing on the news. Who knows what we've already, all of us, had implanted in us?
Yeah, well, certainly. Look at just the fact that the chemtrails have aluminum, and aluminum, heavy metal, has a resonance frequency, and it has its transmission attenuation capacity. So, you know, for all we know, and it's a very highly suspect, because when you look at vaccination mercury, and you look at the decimation, particularly of our children, this autistic spectrum that they've been covering up and lying about, you know, you've got to see that these people are totally about population reduction, population control, and spiritual energetic suppression.
They just love the power trip. They write their textbooks how they're killing us, and then they have John P. Holdren on David Letterman saying how great he is. It's just all a big sick joke to them. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.